got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Yeah.
But before we start the show, remember everybody, you can always support the Twins by buying a patriotic t-shirt or hat. Remember, use discount code Delta. How much we gonna give them?
We gonna give you 20%.
We gonna give you 20, what, 20%, huh?
Yeah.
That's a lot. Okay, if you say so. Use discount code Delta. That's spelled D-E-L-T-A if you're liberal and you don't know how to spell. I give you 20% off.
All right. Man, this has got to be, I've seen some crazy body cam footage.
Yeah.
What, the stuff that police officers have to deal with. Yeah. But when I saw this on the news.
Yeah, it was body cam. Well, it's more dash cam.
No, it was. Who cares what kind of footage it is?
If that was body cam, that dude has got balls of steel.
He just standing there.
He just standing there watching.
Yeah, it wasn't body cam.
It was dash cam.
Yeah, it was a dash cam.
I know if that was body cam.
All right, so
that'll be Bigfoot footage.
Yeah, so y'all see what we talk about. Check this out.
Dramatic new body cam.
This dude's
video
still
just
on the news.
Of an armed ambush on a pair of sheriff's
looking
deputies
good.
From Brevard County, Florida.
Good.
A warning: it is video
get
that
this smooth
could be
black
disturbing
skin.
To
it's
many
beautiful.
Viewers.
Yeah.
Bullets fly when a pair of Florida deputies are suddenly ambushed. It all started with a traffic stop. Deputy Tyler Toman talking to a woman while another person rests against the trunk of the sedan. A second deputy, Brian Potters, approaches the vehicle and inside sees a third adult and a baby and also a dog in the back seat. He makes small talk about his own kids and asks the adult to get out of the vehicle.
He wants to talk to you. Hey. Is that all you're... Yeah. I'll watch him for you.
He's all right. I got babies. Oh, you got a dog too? Hell.
I'll make sure they're all right. I got babies too, man.
That's when the car door opens and all hell breaks loose. More than 61 bullets fired in less than a minute. The man with the assault rifle hit in the leg, and Deputy Brian Potter shouts out, he's been hit. Deputy Potter's disoriented, not realizing the gunman is right behind him. The gunman hammers Potter's in the face with the butt of his rifle, and when Potter's goes down, the gunman keeps beating his face, fracturing his sinus and orbital bones. Deputy Tyler Toman drops his spent clip, quickly reloads his gun before unloading it at the man attacking Deputy Potter's.
Let there be no doubt. This individual got exactly what he deserved. And to those out there who might be foolish enough to ask why we shot him so many times, that answer is simple. Because evil can never be dead enough.
That was cold right there.
That wasn't cold. That's
I like him. He's a cold cat, man. That came from the heart. Evil cannot be dead enough.
I love honesty, man.
Yeah.
I love honesty.
You know what they say, man? Telling the truth will set you free.
For some people, not everybody.
I mean, like, the only time you really hear about police officers is when they did something wrong.
And yeah.
It's like when they do something great, they don't get no praise.
Yeah.
And
like, that job in general is just very negative, writing citations, taking people to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, when the cops come to your house, nothing good is going to happen. Let's just get that shit out the way right now.
I mean, it depends on what
something bad gonna happen.
Depends on why they there.
Oh, the cops show up, something bad gonna happen. Somebody going to jail.
Not always. But anyway,
maybe not me and you, but somebody's going to jail. Cops there, somebody's going to jail.
Yeah,
when you go to a Target, Walmart, and you see a cop car, well, somebody's going to jail.
Okay, I get it. I'm just saying, Keith, the job is very negative.
Get off my face.
You think they're gonna run a news clip of some police officer jumping in the tree rescuing a cat?
No.
They ain't gonna do that, man. That ain't news. Don't nobody wanna watch that. Cop climbing the tree, getting a cat out of the
All right, so
ain't nobody gonna run no news clip of a cop walking grandma across the road, man. On her walker. Don't ain't nobody trying to see that. But they will report when something bad happens.
Yeah.
Cops.
Okay, so I wanna touch on something. I want to touch on this.
I told you that wasn't body cam footage. That was straight dash cam.
Yeah.
the only person that's going to stand there that silent and that with balls of steel is a Terminator.
Yeah.
Because I know if that's but now ain't no way in hell that can be body cam.
Hey, can I talk some? What show are we on? This Hogs Twin. Not Kevin Hart.
I'm just saying.
You've been cutting me off like the last.
How do you think that was body cam? Ain't no way in hell somebody gonna stand and watch that.
Did you see that first dude take off running?
Yeah.
Did he stick around for that
shit? I think he ran away in flip-flops. It's crazy when the bullets fly and you're drilling, how fast you could run in flip-flops.
He could have had on some high heels. He'd still been Jesse Owens.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to say something.
Man, go ahead and do some talking, man. Joe Show, too, you know. It's Hawks Twins.
Yeah, but I want to say this. You see how nice and polite these white police officers were to these people?
Yeah, they wouldn't call them the N-word or talking down to them.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden somebody jumps out of a car with a, I don't know what kind of rifle that was, but and start pointing it at you?
And it's crazy. That car had a kid inside.
Yeah.
A dog.
Right? And it's like, I want...
Just when you think everything just going to be a traffic, everything's going to be cool.
Yeah.
A dude jumps out.
Yeah.
They couldn't even see the guy.
Yeah.
Cause, probably because of his complexion inside the
and
car.
And just, that's why I want to bring this up. Like, when you come across cops that are, like, stern,
yeah.
No matter how polite you you are with them,
yeah.
it's because of stuff like this. The cops are laid back and polite, and somebody yeah. jumps out of the car
yeah.
with this... rifle, AK, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
But see, how do you think, like, when black people, this is for, like, black people, like, if a, you run into a police officer and you don't like the way they treated you.
Yeah.
I mean, this is why.
Yeah.
They treat you like this.
Not saying it's right.
Not saying it's right, yeah. but this is why, because it's only human nature. Like,
yeah.
when 9/11 happened. People yeah. looked at Muslims and people from these countries differently.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's right,
yeah.
but just it's human nature.
Like a black guy, if I get pulled over by the cops, I had a horrible experience with a white cop. I'm going to look at white cops different. Why? Because it's just human nature. It doesn't
yeah.
make me a racist or anything. Just put my guard up. When a woman gets sexually assaulted, she's going to be jumpy around men.
Yeah. That's a these are all traumatizing events.
Right.
You
right.
raped. Women are going to be behave differently around men. It's just human nature.
Right.
So instead of calling these cops racist or whatever
yeah.
when something goes wrong,
yeah.
they're treating you like this because of what's been happening to them.
Yeah.
You don't see the yeah. both sides to this. Yeah.
People on the news and these politicians, they're going to use a lot of hyperbole to say things just to incite you. All they doing that is to grab your attention. It's just to grab your vote. A majority yeah. of cops are good. There are some bad cops out there. I've seen them on TV.
Yeah.
I know there's bad cops. I'm not saying all cops are good, but a majority of cops out there are good cops.
Yeah, so I want to say this. You know what happened to Rodney King? That was horrible.
Right.
So, but black people that saw that, they see white cops differently, which is right. understandable. It's human nature.
Right.
But when you run into a police officer and they're stern and really abrasive with yeah. you, this is why.
Yeah, because
it's not because they're racist. Yeah. It's because they've had incidents where yeah. things have went bad. This dude could have killed them.
Yeah.
Who gets shot in the leg and hops and skips over there and yeah. still tries to kill the yeah. officers?
Yeah. Like what happened to that one lady, that one girl, that young girl, she had a knife. She was going after the girl's throat. You feel bad for her because that police officer had to take her life and she was so young.
Yeah.
I'm not sad at all for them in the actions they took to take that young man's life. He deserved every bit of what happened to him. He tried yeah. to kill three police officers.
Yeah, what if you're in your house and this same dude comes in there
yeah.
and you get the upper hand on him? Are you going to just shoot him in the leg and call 911, or are you going to just keep shooting him till the threat has been neutralized?
Yeah. I know, man, some of y'all might be Joe Biden supporters, and he says shoot him in the knee and then, you know, call 911.
No.
Are you really going to do that?
No.
You're not.
Yeah, you at home, your family's there. You're going to yeah. neutralize the threat.
Yeah.
You're going to do exactly what this white police officer did.
Yeah.
And the white police officer didn't want to do this. They was having a chip, nice conversation
yeah.
about the kids and this and that. Everybody's laid back, and Mr. Predator wants to jump out of the car.
Mr. Predator, huh?
He look like a damn predator.
He ain't shoot no nets.
He ain't shoot no nets. He like a damn predator. He came out that car like the predator.
Yeah.
Did you see that white guy? Whoa, whoa, what the? What the hell this come from? I was being nuts with you, boy.
He took off running around the car.
He's, oh, shit. It's like.
I mean, we're making fun of this.
Nah, I'm not laughing at the situation.
I'm not laughing. Well, you can say we're laughing at the situation, but man.
The only reason why I can even smile during this is because the officers are okay.
Yeah, I'm not sad for that young man. It takes a cold-blooded individual to jump out of his car and try to take three men's lives that he doesn't even know these men.
Yeah,
he tried to take their life, but you know these men got families, they got kids.
Yeah.
He was going to destroy three families.
Yeah.
I can't feel sorry for a person that does that.
Yeah, I'm surprised Black Lives Matter is not, you didn't have to empty the clip in them. I wouldn't be surprised out there protesting.
Yeah.
criminals don't care about laws.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
If they cared about laws, there wouldn't be mass shootings. There wouldn't be shootings, period.
There wouldn't be criminals.
Yeah.
Man, thank God the officer's okay. I'm sure the officer did. But, man.
He came around that car and hit him upside the head with that.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that third guy.
Oh, man.
That all those cops would be dead.
Yeah.
They would all be dead.
Black lives matter, huh?
Well, they do. They do matter. I mean, all lives matter. I understand the slogan. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, black lives do matter. I understand that. But
that slogan and that organization has did way more harm to the black community. Yeah. More harm than good.
And it's they only care when a black person loses his life to like a white person. That's why it's a big
by a white police officer.
Yeah, it's just hypocritical. But but that guy that did what he did, his life does not matter. I think I guess that was the chief of police there, or chief or whatever, supervisor. Yeah, he got exactly what he deserved.
Yeah, evil deserves that.
Yeah. Damn good show.
Yeah.
Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help. Here's a man who started from nothing, built a great company, great products.
I mean, you can buy pillows, towels. You can even buy some stuff for your pets, for your dog.
I'm buying some stuff for my dog, Milo, and Ruby. We support people that have a great product and supports our country.
Yeah.
And they support freedom of speech.
Yeah, I don't support companies that don't support this country.
Yeah, I don't support companies that don't value other people's opinions. And the left is trying to destroy this man because he has a different opinion.
Yeah.
Just because he supported the president of the United States. So go to his website now.
Yeah.
Right? Use discount code HOGSTWINS.
Yeah.
Get a huge discount and you'll be supporting a patriot.
Yeah.
Don't forget, go to officialhogstwins.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab, hit the links, follow us on Telegram, follow us on Rumble, and follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to officialhogstwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.